The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay. This is Inclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Venice.
Hello.
Who likes war?
You know, you come back and the whole shit just falls apart.
I take some time off, and you fucks can't even hold it together without bombing the shit out of each other.
Fun, isn't it? Oy vey.
Seriously, I wanted peaceful times, and I come back and I wake up this morning and it's like, oh, hey, it's World War III. I'm like, God damn it.
Well, not yet. Even though they're in the BRICS nations, Russia hasn't stepped in yet, so.
Yeah, we'll get all to that.
You ain't got a hair on your ass, Putin, bitch.
This week's show, we'll talk about, obviously, the war with Iran, Warner Brothers, Netflix, the Clinton testimony, Trump, the Jews, Israel, the whole nonsense. We're back, kind of. Oh, how you doing, Vince?
I'm great. How are you?
I am living the dream.
Fucking liar.
I'm alive. How's that?
I'm sorry.
All right. You know, you get this shit over with.
Yeah.
there's more important shit to do. God damn it. Some nonsense show that just makes us angry.
Hey, we've got the Fortnite thing going on later.
Oh, hell, that's right, yeah. We'll talk about that here in a second. All right, let's start with some TV news. There's not a lot of news up front this week. The big news, obviously, the Warner Brothers deal. Netflix has walked away from their offer for Warner Brothers after Paramount outbid them once again. The final deal, Paramount is ending up paying $111 billion to acquire Warner Brothers. This includes... Paramount will pay Netflix $2.8 billion in a breakup fee, which was part of Netflix's original bid. They put in a deal where, hey, if somebody outbids us, you got to pay us.
What Jew is running that fucking place?
Boy, you ain't a shit. That's some...
I could bid them a dollar, and they're going to go higher. Now you got to pay me billions.
Yes. Yes, boy, exactly. Hey. Yeah. So this means that Paramount and, was it Larry Ellison?
I don't know.
The guy that runs Paramount now, that Jew?
Another Jew?
Yeah. Will now own TNT, CBS, CNN, MTV, Turner Classic Movies, Showtime, Adult Swim, DC Studios, Paramount Plus, Nickelodeon, HBO, HBO Max, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, as well as the film rights to everything in Warner Brothers, including Star Trek, Gremlins, Beetlejuice, DC Comics, Tom and Jerry, Harry Potter, Citizen Kane, Transformers, Looney Tunes, Mortal Kombat, Game of Thrones, Mission Impossible, Lord of the Rings, SpongeBob, Avatar, not the weird, like, Fern Gully ones, the, like, animated one, Ninja Turtles. They get distribution rights for Dune 3. Minecraft and the MonsterVerse movies. That's like your Godzilla movies. So Paramount desperately needed a movie studio. This gets them that.
You so, Jew motherfucker, you.
Yeah. So we can now have Batman meets Mr. Spock.
I don't
yeah, I got nothing. I don't care anymore. So, the only other thing I have for TV news is Vince, MGM. Apparently, they have a streaming thing, MGM Plus. They're making a Magnificent Seven series. And they have cast Matt Dillon as the lead.
He's coming back?
I guess. Well, it's weird. No more, like, woke leads. Now it's like, oh, hey, Westerns are back. You know, when men were men.
Matt Dillon, so, wow.
Not that Matt Dillon. Matt Dillon from like Wild Things.
Yeah, I know. Matt Dillon. That's nuts.
Who am I thinking of? It was a Dillon. I'm thinking Marshall Dillon.
There's Kevin Dillon. That's his brother.
Yeah. He was an Entourage, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, Matt Dillon's going to be the lead for the Magnificent Seven series. So, huh? Maybe we'll see who buys MGM later. Yeah. I'm sure they'll be up for sale.
Yeah, give it time.
All right, let's go to some movie news. Sad news here. Robert Carradine passed away this week at the age of 71. Has been officially ruled suicide.
Nerds.
Apparently, he battled bipolar for a long time. Of course, this is the best known for Revenge of the Nerds, or if you're younger, he was the dad on Lizzie McGuire. We know him best as David Carradine's brother, the brother of Kwai Chang Kang, who also offed himself while jerking off, tying something around his neck. So,
yeah, it's running in the family. Kevin.
Yeah.
Or who's left? Keith. It's Keith.
Keith.
Keith is left. Somebody watch Keith.
Man, that Keith's a hell of an actor. He did a stint on Criminal Minds. It's like, you know, like an overarching villain they did for like a whole season.
Sure.
Fantastic. So, yeah, watch him.
And everybody watch Revenge of the Nerds, goddammit.
Yeah. Except for Timothy Busfield, fuck him. But, also, on the same day that Robert Carradine passed, Martin Short's daughter also passed a week, passed away that week, same manner of death, took her life. So, yeah.
Y'all need to learn the importance of marijuana.
I have heard that a lot.
Don't.
From a lot of people are saying that lately. It's weird.
It ain't worth killing yourself over.
No, don't fucking do that. Don't. The only, like, movie news I have is we're getting a new G.I. Joe movie, which we knew. This is not the G.I. Joe Transformers supposed crossover that's probably not going to happen now with a sale. This new G.I. Joe movie, there are two scripts being written. The rumor is they're going to take these two scripts and mash them together. I don't think that's going to happen. One of the scripts is being written by Danny McBride, a.k.a. Eastbound and Down, Kenny Powers, Righteous Gemstones, Tropic Thunder, right? Mm-hmm. The other is apparently being written by Max Landis, who got caught up in the Me Too stuff. Apparently he's a big piece of shit. And everybody's like, what the fuck are you letting this guy do anything for? But
Landis.
Yes. Son of course. Twilight Zone, the movie Landis, yes.
So, yeah, John Landis, the guy who had the helicopter kill Vic Morrow.
Kill that.
And the two kids.
Yeah. But I have an idea, and I guarantee you if you do this, Hollywood, because you listen, if you do my idea, I guarantee you your G.I. Joe movie will make $100 million. You want to hear my idea?
I do.
You have one person write and direct the movie. Do you know who? And you have me and Vince cast it. Do you know who we have write and direct the movie?
I'm scared to know who.
Oh, I don't know. How about the guy that's done G.I. Joe for 45 years? Larry Hama.
Oh, yeah.
The creator. Huh. You've wrote this book for 40 years. You made all the characters. You know all the storylines because they came out of your head. Here. You want to write a movie and direct it? Cool. So it's going to be factually accurate. You have me and Vince cast it. One big name has to be your anchor because studios are fucking retarded and you have to have a big name. Snake Eyes can be an unknown white stunt guy and still come out being the coolest motherfucker in the movie. I mean, it was what, Ray Park?
Yeah.
In the Wands? He doesn't talk. You don't have to have somebody act, hey, can you do kicks and flips and sword shit? Cool. You're hired. $100 million. Guaranteed. Right off the bat.
They don't listen to us.
And you're not just in the fucking Rock. How's that? Horrible. Horrible actor.
Horrible.
Just, he's bad. He's not good.
Who's he playing? Who's the Rock playing?
He Joe? Was no, Joe in the one was Bruce Willis. In the second one. But you let me and Vince cast. The best casting they did in the original ones was Christopher Eccleston as Destro. That was the best casting because I watch that man read the phone book. So,
yeah, they won't do
that. And plus, he has a chrome head. I mean, this shit makes money itself. But what do I know? I just enjoy the source material. So. All right, that's pretty much it for movie news. There's really nothing comic books or recommendations. The site I used is, that guy's been sick, so it hasn't been updated lately. So we'll go on to wrestling news this week. WrestleMania Las Vegas tickets. Not selling.
No, no surprise.
No surprise as the build and announced matches have not caught the audience's attention, as well as the insane prices that TKO is asking. So,
that's the one with $25,000 tickets, right?
Yes, yes. That's the two-night Las Vegas WrestleMania. Nobody gives a shit. You're pricing out your audience.
You take a family of four there. That's $100,000.
Yeah.
For wrestling.
Huh. Wonder why AEW ticket sales are good. Oh, because maybe they charge 30 to 50 bucks, 100 for ringside. And you get to watch wrestling, not yeah. What's in the box. Yeah.
And it's not even the best shit.
Mm-mm. No. Bring back Lucha Underground. That'd make me happy. The big wrestling news this week is, of course, AJ Styles had his retirement ceremony on Raw this week. It was very well done. They did video packages. People from his entire career, like when he first started, TNA, they were all there. Taker showed up at the end of the night to announce that AJ's going into the Hall of Fame this year.
Plus?
Yep. It's being reported he has signed a new contract with WWE, but it is a non-performer contract. He is done wrestling, so he is not going to AEW, as was speculated. He's done. He went on Gallows and Anderson's Talking Shop podcast and said, I'm done. I'm not wrestling anymore. My neck's fucked up. I can't do it. So I want to be able to actually walk around and play with my kids. You know, that type of shit.
His hair is amazing.
It is. And somebody, apparently somebody asked him online, they're like, well, what are you doing now that you're retired? And he sent a picture of like the back of his hair, of him sitting in a chair, and it's just like the back of his head. And he goes, right now my daughter's messing with my hair. So it's just AJ being fucking a southern dad now.
No, good for him.
He gets to be what he always wanted, yeah.
Fishing.
Yeah, so.
That's got to be awful, bro. I don't know if I could do that or not.
I know. But. All right. Some other news here. Bronson Reed on Raw was apparently supposed to win that match that he was in, the Elimination Chamber qualifier, but he tore his bicep during the match trying to break up a pin. He is out indefinitely. That's probably 8 months to come back. So that whole division group is cursed with fucking injuries. So, yeah. So he's out. The only other thing I have, the British Bulldog, his family went online and announced that they were doing like a showing off his like ring gear and Hall of Fame ring and stuff like that in the UK. Well, the van that they had it all in was broken into and stuff was stolen, including his Hall of Fame ring, his Heart Foundation jacket, a bunch of stuff. Last report I saw is that the Hall of Fame ring has been recovered, but I didn't see that any of the other stuff had been. So that sucks.
Yeah, that damn.
Yeah, so...
What the fuck, man?
Just fucking people, which is the worst thing in the world. People are the worst. So, there you go. Not you, listener. You're not the worst here.
We love above. You.
You're slightly above the worst.
And any sort of mental health thing I give is completely not warranted.
We are not doctors.
We're not doctors.
We are not doctors.
I just want to get that in there.
Yes. So we're not sued. All right. That's it for wrestling. Vince, anything for video games?
PlayStation has a new soft pause patent. It could let gamers pause without really pausing.
I don't know how that would work for games we play.
How about you fix the see-through hacks on Fortnite?
Man, if I had a dollar for every time I got shot through a wall or a rock or a floor or a roof,
I would
have no financial issues.
I reported this guy this morning. I went back and watched the video.
Did you from last night?
No, from today.
Oh, from today.
There's no way he knew where I was. He came around the corner, slid, and started pre-firing.
Yeah.
I see. There's no way.
Yeah.
You're cheating at fucking Fortnite.
I was like cheating at Roblox twice last night. So yeah, fuck that. Fix your game.
Yeah. No, it's insane. It's like, why are you cheating at fucking Fortnite? Are you serious? Yeah. I don't know.
I know.
Reliable Insider says last week's big Xbox CEO shakeup wasn't Phil Spencer's idea.
No shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Why would he?
All of the big game company, at least hardware-wise, Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo are now run by woke women. Yay.
Yeah. Yeah, get ready for games to go down the shitter here.
Yep.
The Witcher 4 Cyberpunk 2 developer CD Projekt Red scoops up more industry talent as a Claire Obscure Expedition 33 cinematics dev joins the team. They're going to start really going nuts on this, bud.
Apparently.
I mean, it's actually kind of cool.
It could turn into something, yeah.
Let's see. A Bloodborne remake from Bluepoint could have happened, but the software reportedly said no.
Mm.
Why would you want to do that?
Money. Who wants to make that? I gotta get my pronouns in.
Yeah. Cards Against Humanity company wants to give your fucking money back over Trump's illegal tariffs.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
What's the matter?
Take your hat, take your coat, get the fuck out of here. All right? That's what you need to do.
That's really all I got. And then there's a Fortnite thing today. If you feel so inclined.
Power hours back. So I think everybody gets a self-revive and an MK7.
Is that what that is? Is that what the event is today?
I think that's what it is. But I'm not sure because the last power hour, last weekend, they fucked it up. They had server issues, so they canceled it. Or it is the replay of the rocket. That's probably what it is, because that happened during power hour last week, and a lot of people didn't get to see it. So it might be a replay of last week's event.
There's a big fucking red thing in the sky on the background.
That's what it is. They're replaying the event. So... yeah, you get to see the rocket go from OG to normal and land.
There you go.
Yay.
Yay. That's all I got.
The only thing I have, and this is for a specific listener, Red Octane, the original company that made Guitar Hero, is back with a new game that is going into alpha testing. They're saying it could be out this summer or fall, like released, but it's in testing now. They are releasing new guitar instrument to go along with this game. It's basically Guitar Hero 2.0.
Stage tour.
So, stage tour, yes. Now, how are they going to, what's the money, what's, you know, all this? Because, I mean, Clone Hero is free, apparently, but you got to have the peripherals. But, yeah, so Stage Tour is the new Guitar Hero game. Of course, Harmonix bought Guitar Hero from Red Octane, and then they sold to Epic. That's why we have Fortnite Festival, which is Guitar Hero. So there you go. So we'll see. That's pretty much all I have. So
wonderful.
All right. Let's get to some quick music news. Vince, we have the nominees for the allegedly Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. These are not who's getting, this is not who's getting in. This is who is nominated to get put in. Okay.
It's,
You ready for the list?
Yeah.
The Black Crowes, Jeff Buckley, Mariah Carey, Phil Collins, Melissa Etheridge, Lauryn Hill, Billy Idol, NXS, Joy Division / New Order, New Edition, Oasis, Pink, Sade, Shakira, Luther Vandross, the Wu-Tang Clan, and Iron Maiden.
Okay.
I repeat, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay, now, my son...
that's all you got to say. Really.
My son thinks I have gatekept Jeff Buckley from him.
He also thought that about Hall & Oates.
Now, look, I didn't know... I didn't think he'd like Hall & Oates, so I didn't say anything. Jeff Buckley, right. Yes, I have gatekept Jeff Buckley from him. Fuck him. Find your own shit.
It's mine, damn it.
Jeff is mine. Go fuck yourself, right? He said,
yes.
Jeff Buckley is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Or he's nominated. I said,
yes.
I said, I'd rather have Phil Collins go in.
Yes.
Or Iron Maiden.
Yep. Yeah, Maiden should have been in 20 years ago.
Look, I love Jeff Buckley.
Yes.
I love him. Phil Collins or Iron Maiden deserve to go in. Hell, at that point, Joy Division deserves to go in before Jeff does.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my opinion on it.
Yeah. I'm confused by Lauryn Hill, Pink, Shakira, the Wu-Tang Clan, Mariah Carey for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wu-Tang. Dollar bills, y'all.
I mean, Wu-Tang is for the kids. But I mean, you know. I would put Wu-Tang above the rest of them, because they're more rock than fucking the rest of those. But...
I get what you're saying. Yeah. Lauryn Hill can fuck off.
Yo, completely. She's useless.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey's batshit crazy. They only frost her out for fucking Winterfest.
Pink can go fuck herself and get the fuck out of here, too.
Yep. Oasis?
Not before Iron Maiden.
No. Hell no. Not before Billy Idol. You know.
Right. No, that's right.
Yeah.
I
Who should go from this list if we're picking five? Maiden, Billy Idol, Joy Division, New Order, Jeff Buckley, Wu-Tang. There you
go.
There's your five.
No way.
Out of who's nominated? Or Phil Collins, sorry.
Take Buckley,
put in Phil. Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you really want to go, you know, white power, take out Wu-Tang and put in Jeff.
Yeah.
I mean, how giggity you want to get?
Right. But they'll probably go
black woman black.
They'll probably go Black Crowes, Oasis, Joy Division, Billy Idol.
No way.
That's probably what they'll do.
No, hell no. They'll do Lauryn Hill. They'll do Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah.
They'll do
white and gay.
Crosby's Shakira, kid. Yeah. Wu-Tang. And then the other one that didn't make any fucking sense being on the list.
Luther Vandross. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. There's almost a whole generation that was conceived to Luther Vandross music. I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay, but, out of that list of the blacks, I would say Luther goes first.
Yeah, probably.
He's on top.
If
you're going the rock and roll wink direction, then Luther for sure.
Luther gets in, yeah. But it should be Wu-Tang. Let's just put...
You're out of your goddamn mind.
Do you know how bad I want to hear... just for my own retardation. Wu-Tang Clan rapping over In the Air Tonight? During the ceremony? I know Phil can do it now, because medically, but, I mean, he's got a band and everything, but Wu-Tang rapping over that? God, I miss Dirty.
Is Genesis in? See, that's the other thing. Why the fuck when they put Genesis in? Hold on.
I'm looking. Hold on. Because, let's see. Yes, Genesis was put in 2010.
Okay.
They were put in by Trey of Fish. Yes, Tony Banks, Phil Collins, Peter Gabriel, Steve Hackett, Mike Rutherford. Yes, so the band is in. So this would be Phil solo, which he should still be in. So,
right.
Just for Sussudio.
Right. No Jacket Required, maybe one of the best albums ever made.
An argument can be made, yes. I mean, take a look at me now.
Oh, man. No Jacket Required is really good.
It is. We laugh, but it really is.
It really is. All the kids, all the Zoomers out there, yeah. Generation Zyklon, No Jacket Required is really good, right?
Who's that weird, bald British guy? Yeah, well, he's just one of the best musicians of all time. Thank you. Good night.
Yeah.
All right. The only other thing for music is we have a passing to pass along here. Country music legend Neil Sedaka passed away this week at the age of 86. So
nobody had him.
Nobody had him. We're slipping.
We are fucking slipping.
I picked people that I thought were sick. I should have picked fucking all rappers with Lil in the name. Shit, I'd be ahead by 10.
I know.
But
dollar bills, y'all.
All right. That's it for music news. We're going to take a break, play Song of the Week, plug our network buddies, and when we come back, time to go to Clown World, kids.
Do 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 down, do be do down, down. Comma, comma, down, do be do down, down. Comma, comma, down, do be do down, down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery. If you go, then I'll be blue. Cause breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say that this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. Is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. I beg of you, don't say goodbye. Can't we give our love another try? Let's start anew. Cause breaking up is hard to do. Do be do down down. Comma, comma, down. Do be do down down. Comma, comma, down. Do be do down down. Comma, comma, down. Do be do down down.
It's time for your weekly lineup of shows on the Shining Wizards Network. Start your week with the latest from Gorilla Brain, featuring the year of Duke and Rogue, covering a year's worth of classic wrestling. And the Tots Pod, introducing the world to wrestling figure collecting. Follow up with 30 Screams or Less, a weekly review of horror movies in 30 minutes or less. And the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. The Network Week continues with the Mark Order, your place for everything AEW. And the OH Revelry, covering everything in the history of Ring of Honor. Later, it's Radioactive Metal, bringing you everything from the world of heavy metal music. An inconclusive breakdown, keeping you up to date on everything happening in the world. The Shining Wizards Network is also the home to other great shows, like The Brocast, your watch-along podcast from Down Under, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, paying homage to the greatest shows in the history of pro wrestling, Wrestling Night in Canada, a focus on wrestling with a North of the Border spin, and Going Underground, a show that takes you back through the history of Lucha Underground. Enjoy all of the amazing shows on the Shining Wizards Network, available wherever you listen to podcasts and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. It's the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
And we are back.
Woot.
All right. It's that time of the show. Let's go to Clown World and get this damn thing over with.
Can you be any more sad?
Yes.
You just heard breaking up is hard to do, man. What? I mean...
I can Eeyore this whole month. Okay, Pooh.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, I forgot my words. Authorities in Missouri say that a semi-truck seen speeding down the wrong way on a Missouri highway is registered to a Minnesota resident, a Somali illegal named Abdulwali Ahmed.
Oh, yeah?
Shocked, I tell you, shocked. Yeah, he's just like kicking 65 down the wrong side of the interstate. It's, yeah, great. But hey, don't say anything. You know, it's Minnesota illegals. Oh, no, he's Somali. He's not call center. I'm the captain now. Yeah.
I'm the captain.
I'm the semi-truck driver now. Look at my forehead. Yeah. The Rothschild Group says it will review itself after CEO Adrian de Rothschild was named in the Epstein files. But yeah, we'll review ourselves because we actually run everything. So,
oy vey.
The CEO of the World Economic Forum, Bjørg Bindern, has resigned due to being in the Epstein files. I think there's a list of like 10 highly prominent business people, like the chairman of Hyatt Hotels is now out. And
well, weren't they saying something to the effect of just because your name was in there doesn't mean that you were doing
something?
Doesn't mean
something. You did it. Yeah, yeah.
Well, like, I think saying. Joe Rogan's name was in there, right?
Well, because he wanted to meet with Joe Rogan, and Joe Rogan turned him down flat. He's like, I ain't fucking meeting with you.
Right.
Fuck you.
So there's, yeah. And I get there's that. They need a list of, okay, these are the people that were like, no, fuck off, you kid fucker. Kill yourself. And then, like, the list of the ones that were fucking kids, so...
Yes.
And we're okay with him doing it.
Right. Well, speaking of that, old Billary and Hill had to testify before the House Oversight Committee.
Did you say Billary and Hill?
Yep. Hillary testified that she never met and didn't know Epstein. Said she just left him hanging. Fuck off, that's a good joke. During her
I liked it. I was trying to drink.
During her little press conference she did after, basically she threw Bill under the bus, but she quickly left the press conference when a reporter asked her, so why was Ghislaine Maxwell at your daughter's wedding if you didn't know him? And she's like, oh shit, a hat, coat, gotta go. Yeah, so...
She said it was a plus one.
Yes,
of a guess.
It was. Yes, of course it was. Right. So you know people that knew him. Okay. A picture came out of Hillary during giving her thing. That was taken by Representative Lauren Boebert, who took a photo of Hillary during her deposition and sent it to Benny Johnson, who posted it online. Hillary's team freaked out. It was supposed to be closed door, no cameras. When asked about why she did it later, Boebert replied, why not?
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck off. How hard is it?
Yeah. Plus, didn't Boebert get in trouble for, like, giving a handy to her buddy at a theater? So she may be my favorite new congressman after Massey. So.
No, she was groping him.
Yeah.
He was feeling her up, too. She's all right with it.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn.
Every time one of these big CEOs and stuff resign. Massey has a running list on Twitter, and at the end he just puts, "You're welcome." That's why they're trying to primary him, by the way. They do not want him in anymore.
Yeah, they want a Jew in there to
yes
get Kentucky to oy vey themselves to death.
Yeah, Bill testified yesterday. He pulled the Schultz from Hogan's Heroes. "I saw nothing. I know nothing. I did nothing." To which everybody replied, "Fuck yeah, you're right. Okay." There's literal pictures with you with like a 14-year-old. What'd you think, she was 74? I mean, come on now.
I did not have sexual relations with that child.
We already know he's lied under oath before. So any testimony he gives is bullshit. So.
Oh, yeah.
Until any of these fuckers are swinging by the neck or in handcuffs in prison, it's all theater. So. That's what it is. Vince, put this next one in conspiracy theory / fact. The CIA republished declassified files this week related to Project Artichoke. Did you see this?
Mm-mm.
A secret program designed to manipulate Americans through covert drugging with vaccines, food, and water. But wait, no, it gets better. Do you know when the program started?
No.
1951.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay.
So we're on the 75-year anniversary of them doing all the shit to your food, water, and the vaccines that they force you to take.
What is that, Beyond the Pill or Behold the Pill Horse?
Yep. Now you know why they killed Bill Cooper.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's another told you so. Everybody go apologize to Alex Jones right now. So
that ain't no shit.
Right?
I say this maybe once a month on this show, but it's a goddamn miracle a second civil war hasn't broke out here in America.
This is
revolutionary shit that this has caused revolutions. This sort of information has caused revolutions.
Yeah.
You know,
everybody's like, "Hey, did you see this over here? Oh, look, Iran."
Well, I don't want to be called a name. I don't want to be called a bad name. I don't do those things. That's not who I am.
Well, it's like the fucking kid at the BAFTAs that has Tourette's. And he went and he said hard R, and they all flipped their shit. And I'm like, "How dare he?" I'm like, "Fucker has Tourette's. You're supposed to be the empathetic, you know, love everybody regardless of all their fucking disabilities, and you're now jumping him because he said a hard R with a tick he couldn't fucking control." Fuck you, you hypocrites.
I don't care. That's really right. What it comes down to. I'm more worried about the shit going down right now.
Yes.
Then.
Yeah, speaking of that, Trump gave State of the Union this week. Nothing surprising except for, what's that? I forget his name, but it's the black guy that held up the sign saying, "Black people aren't monkeys." Okay, we get it, but could you pick the one that doesn't look like a fucking ape to hold up the sign? I mean, Jesus Christ. You should have got the fucking, what's the monkey at the zoo with the fucking Punch?
Oh, Punch?
That carries, yeah, fuck.
Oh, that poor little guy.
Punch Massey 2028. That's what I'm voting for. Fuck
you. Oh, that poor little booger.
Yeah. Yeah, they got the one guy that looks like a fucking orangutan to hold up a "black people ain't monkey" sign. Come on.
Yeah.
You couldn't have Pelosi do it?
Yeah. Or Halle Berry.
Or Halle, yeah, right?
Yeah, hot black chick.
Oh, we had to have that fucking guy.
We had to have fucking Dr. Zayas hold it up.
Right.
Jesus. Get your damn hands off me, damn dirty ape.
Dr. Zayas. Dr. Zayas. I don't care who laughs at our jokes as long as we do.
Okay, fuck.
Let's see. I got to bounce around here because everything this morning. American AI company Anthropic. This is the Claude AI, by the way. Has said it cannot in good conscience comply with a U.S. military demand to strip safety guardrails from its Claude AI model despite facing the possible cancellation of a $200 million contract. Now, update to this, that contract has been canceled, and guess who immediately stepped in and said, oh yeah, we'll do it fine, OpenAI, ChatGPT. Yeah. So you're, the military AI, Skynet, is now like we now, told you months ago.
Claude,
yes,
is normal people can get it.
Yeah,
you know what they're, you know what they're doing? They're buying the Mac Studios. They're spending like $3,000 on a Mac Studio, putting Claude on it,
yeah,
and running all sorts of crazy shit at home.
Oh,
I've seen pictures of farms where there's like dozens of these fucking Mac Studios, and they're all running Claude.
Yeah.
It's insane. Claude is going to change the goddamn world. It's frightening. It's kind of scary.
But Hegseth Mountain said, well, see, they're just trying to virtue signal, and they don't want to protect Americans. I'm like, it's not their fucking job to protect Americans. It's yours. Yeah. And not send them over to fucking Iran.
Yeah.
And fight a war for tiny hat people. Worry about fucking here.
You can't worry about here. Here, fucking goddamn Cheeto, King Cheeto. Fucking got rid of the goddamn color dye bullshit.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're bringing glyphosate back. And we're the dyes. Yeah, fuck it. We're going to keep them in. In fact, you can use the crazy looking ones, too. We know it can kill you.
Yeah, it'll give you cancer, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's
Mexico's
fine.
On fucking fire right now with the cartels running that show.
Yeah.
But our military is over in the fucking Middle East. Brilliant. Yeah. Bitch about the AI company that doesn't want to do business with you. Gotcha.
Right. Yeah, he threw Kennedy away like he threw Musk away.
Yep.
The two guys that seemed like they wanted to get America back on track.
Yep.
Hey, let's quit eating shit and spending money where the fuck we don't need to spend money at. He didn't there for a couple months. He was on fire. We did a good job, but then, no. Okay.
Fraud and health? Why the fuck would we want to get rid of that? Yeah.
Yeah.
But hey, Vince, Trump did announce, guess who he's considering nominating for the Supreme Court?
I have no fucking idea.
You're going to love this. Trump says he is considering nominating Ted Cruz for the Supreme Court.
Oh, Ted Cruz Bergmanstein?
Yes, that one.
Ted Cruzberg.
Who admitted that his first job as a American congressman is not the American people, but Israel.
Yeah. Ted Cruzmanberg.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Do they make kosher tacos?
Apparently. It'll all be halal. Don't worry about it. Of course, let's end with the big story that's, of course, broke this morning. We're at war with Iran. Trump went ahead and admitted it and, you know, announced it. This was after Iran refused to negotiate about enriching uranium and their nuclear program. Remember when we first bombed Iran a few months back? And it's like, we wiped out all their nuclear. Well, the IAEA, which is the UN International Atomic Energy thing, the watchdog group, well, they went into Iran. It's like, well, you know, we'd like to see what they destroyed, you know, because America and Israel says they destroyed all your stuff. You know what we blew up?
What?
The entrance tunnels. The actual sites, unharmed at all. Not a single thing was wrong. Coffee cup not even knocked off a table. So you lied. Gotcha. So this morning it was confirmed we are at war, like I said. Allegedly, Iran is attacking U.S. bases in Bahrain, Iraq, Israel, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and UAE. Everybody right now, at least world stage, is watching what's China and Russia going to do.
Nothing.
That's pretty much what I'm thinking. They're not going to do anything. But they do have these mutual aid treaties with Iran. So.
Good. Do something.
If one of them gets involved, then it's showtime. So
good. Let's light this fucking candle. I'm done.
Absolutely. Please. Let's go. Push the button, Frank. Please. Begging you.
Yeah, you won't. They won't. Because they're all part of the WEF.
Yeah.
Putin's not going to do that shit. He's in the WEF. He's not going
to fucking... The only one that's not is China.
Right.
You know who actually ought to make a fucking move right now? North Korea? For shits and giggles. Yep. Kim just ought to go, you know what? Fuck it. Japan. Bang. Yeah.
Or fuck the Jews. Bang.
Yeah.
You ain't got a hair on your ass, Kim.
What are they going to do to him? The worst thing you do to him is kill him. And he really don't care. He's already named his successor. Yeah. So. He ought to go out with a fucking bang. That would be awesome. That would set it off.
Start loading mags, folks.
Yep. I was going to say, you got any final thoughts for this week?
Keep your stick on the ice. If women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road, take the high ground. Go fill up your gas tanks just in case.
Go buy a siphon.
Yes.
So you can pump it out of another tank.
Yep.
I love you.
A bicycle hose and hand air pump will work.
Yes.
Because
get your bicycle in running condition.
Yes. Because if things go off, which I doubt they will, but just in case, it never hurts to, you know, have a little bit put back. So,
yeah.
All right. Unless we all get nuked, we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.